A lot of people think about calmness in terms of like relaxation and being collected and whatnot. And that's, you know, that is true. You know, whenever we're kind of thinking about it in the opposite of anxiety. Because what does anxiety look like? Anxiety looks like tension. It looks like a, you know, kind of frenzied, overactive mind, a lot of tightness in the muscles and the body. So we think, well, what's the reverse of that? That would be calmness, where that is a open body, a clear, focused mind, one that is not frenzied, a lower or heart rate, slow, calm breaths. And while that is calmness, there's actually, you know, another interesting side effect to it that I've been thinking about, I kind of want to articulate. And that is how much calmness creates confidence. So whenever you are tight and tense and feeling anxious and not grounded, then your confidence in life is often really shaky. It's because you can't think about the big picture. You're overthinking so much that you kind of feel like you're in this constant state of surprise, and you have no connection to your inner landscape. Kind of the voice in your head, the feeling in your, inside of you that is guiding you through every single moment. Whenever you're anxious and overthinking, that relationship is drastically reduced. And so you're sort of out there on your own, and you're just reacting to everything over and over again. Instead, you cultivate calmness. It's much more than just being relaxed. It's being open and in tune and in touch with your inner life, in a sense to where you have a patience and a spaciousness inside. And that patience and spaciousness allows you to think with greater clarity and consistency and precision. It makes it to where you won't become flustered, because you're in tune with, you know, I am sitting here right now. I'm aware of what's going on. I'm conscious of how I'm acting in each moment and what I'm doing. I'm conscious of the activities around me at any moment. So because you are calm, your awareness is more expansive, and that awareness is actually a form of preparation in some ways, because you won't be surprised by the events surrounding you. You won't be flustered by something that you encounter, because you are aware of, you know, your situation, of how you're feeling, of what you're thinking. And it makes it to where you're just prepared to engage in a mindful way with your own experience, as opposed to reacting to it. And a sturdy mind is one that you can trust, you know? Whenever you're calm and your mind is focused and you feel aware, that sturdiness builds this type of trust. It builds this type of confidence to where you just know that no matter what the situation is, that you're aware, you're self-aware, and you'll be able to calmly and fluidly just manage whatever it is that arises. And it's really incredible what that type of self-trust and relationship, you know, with the sturdiness of a mind can build, because over time, the more time you spend in that space, the more that trust grows. You know, once you get some experience under your belt, just dealing with reality from a place of calmness and clarity and present-mindedness, you just kind of prove to yourself over and over and over that, oh yes, I can deal with this. This is fine. I'm not bothered by this. Everything is manageable, you know? And through your experience, you proved yourself that you can just deal with whatever arises. And that has an incredible byproduct of then just drastically reducing anxiety for to an incredible degree, almost completely, I would say, or completely in some situations. Because as you spend more time in that space of presence, calmness, and just awareness, the anxiety gets further and further away. And you get to, you know, a certain level of presence makes it to where you then recognize, like, oh, there's a limit to what you can control. And the things within that limit that you can control, if you have that confidence, those things won't give you anxiety because you know that you can deal with them as they arise. But that same calmness actually also gives you a perspective on the things outside of your control. Because with that awareness, you can see kind of where that threshold is. And then once you can see, like, well, these things I can't do anything about. And so whatever it is beyond that line into the void, you actually learn to just accept. And you integrate it. You know, and you're like, oh, well, hey, there's nothing I can do about this. And so it's not going to give me anxiety because I have to just, you know, accept and allow it as, that as a aspect of being. And doing that reduces the kind of existential anxieties or the creative anxieties that we get. So there's a lot to cultivating that sense of calm and presence, a lot more than meets the eye. And you know, if you're looking for thinking about ways to do that, you know, what I can't recommend enough, of course, is meditation. Consistent meditation practice, even for 10 minutes a day. The key is just doing it consistently, doing it every single day, because what that does is it rewires your neuroplasticity, and it actually over time shifts you from being in a reactive fight or flight mode, which most people are in, just this kind of low-key panic at all times. But through meditation, the focus, you know, in the areas of the brain shift to the front of the brain, the new brain, and away from the ancient brain, away from the animal brain. And it literally on a neurological level refocuses the areas in which your brain thrive and you know, put forth the most energy and focus. And you can really shift it out of that ancient brain so that you're not spending time in, you know, sympathetic nervous system mode. You're not just tweaked and freaked out. Instead, you can, through meditation, but it has to be the compound effect, consistency over time. And I'm not saying meditate for an hour a day, like I said, even 10 minutes, but just do it every day and do it for a few weeks and see how you feel. Notice the difference, and then do it for a few months and notice the even greater difference, and then do it for a few years and then you'll have your mind blown. But it shifts you into a constant parasympathetic nervous system state to where you're feeling a baseline of calmness, a baseline of awareness, as opposed to it being just a state of mind that you happen to achieve by chance every now and again.